We're at the end of Simin Yud Aleph, which is discussing the actual strings of the tzitzis and putting them into the tzitzis. We are up to Sif Tesvav, the last Sif, and that's what we'll be doing today. And the Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shetzarech ledaktek sheyitla hatzitzios lo'ora chatalis, that you have to see to it that the tzitzis are coming out horizontally to the end of the talis and then hanging down. This way they will hang over the corner. Whereas if you'd have it going straight down, that it would not be at the corner of Imhaya Baroch Fo Lo Haya Notef, then it would not go down. So here it's very clear that when he talks about Rochvo, he means vertically, and when he says Orko, he means horizontally. That's one thing. The Mishnah Brura goes into just how that works out in your Talis Gadol. He says that in a Talis Gadol, and this really depends on how you go and fold the sides, the Knafayim, the wings as they're called, the sides of the talus over your shoulder. But you really have to figure out in which direction you will have to put the string in order that the string hangs over the corner, meaning that it hangs to the side and then down to the corner. Meaning, depending on how you wear your tzitzis, it may turn out that the upper ones are actually better off going straight down, because if you then fold them sideways, it'll end up coming from the side towards the corner. So figure this out. Put on your talus and see what direction exactly you have to have the tzitzis going to the end of the beged, whether it's vertical or horizontal, in order that when you wear it, it'll be holding over, it'll be hanging over the corner of the beged. And once again, we never have it on the corner itself. You don't put it on, you do not put it on the diagonal going to the corner. That is what the Karoyim did. We have it going to the side and then hanging down to the corner. And that's one Yesh Omrim. The second thing he says, Yesh Omrim, She'ein lose shum beged benikve hatalis, shemachnisim batzitzios, v'yesh matirim v'cheinago. There are some who say not to put any other material into the hole where you put the tzitzis. And now, what exactly is the problem with it? So, the problem that we paskin, la halacha, is because it says min konof, the tzitzis should be of min konof, and we do not want something else there. It is not min konaf. The other reason that some say is because then you're not putting the tzitzis on the konaf, but you're putting it on the konaf. You're putting on something else which is on the konaf. But the ikar one lahalacha is this one. There are some who say that if it's actually sewn in, it is bottled to the beged. For the same reason that we do not worry about this halacha of me'al, that it's not on the konaf, it's on the konaf. The reason we're not choshish for it is because once it's sewn in, it is bottled to the beged and becomes the beged and becomes the kanaf then. So lahalacha, if it's sewn in, there are those who say that there's no problem having some other material over there. With this, we conclude Simin Yud Beis, and I think it's only right that we end with a practical chazorah of how to put the tzitzis onto your talis katan or your talis. So first of all, measure the hole and make sure that it is not too close to the edge of the beged in either direction, l'chatchila. Too close would mean from the knuckle to the nail. It should also not be too far, and there the Mishnah Brura told us, you take your pinky and the two adjacent fingers, and you go measure and make sure that you put the tzitzis within that distance from the end of the beged. Then what you do is, you make sure to put in your four strings and double them to eight. You tie a double knot, wind it seven times, measure then that you should have the width of a thumb from the top knot until this bottom knot, I guess the middle of the bottom knot, because we're going to be measuring it twice. Then you tie this double knot. So you tied a knot, you tied a double knot, you wound seven times, tie another double knot, and make sure that the distance from the middle of one knot to the other is one thumb width. Then, after you've tied your double knot, you go around, you wind eight times, again measure that the whole thing is the godel, is the width of a thumb, tie a double knot, then do a third one. This time you do it 11 times, also measuring the godel, and then the fourth time, which should come out to 13, altogether that should give you four godelim. Make sure that the anaf, the strings that are hanging out of it, are eight godelim. If they are longer than that, then you can cut them, preferably using your teeth rather than using a knife.